News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans. We are in a drought, according to Governor Cox, who's declared a state of emergency for most of the state of Utah, including Uinta and Duchesne counties. Here to tell us more about it is Ashley Valley Water and Sewer General Manager Ryan Goodrich. Ryan, could be out of water rights by the month of July? Elaborate on that. What are water rights and the difference between water rights and water?
Thanks, Steve, for having me today. I really appreciate it being on the radio to talk about this. Real quickly, water rights, give a little 101 class. Water rights, all water in the state of Utah is owned by the state of Utah, and they assign what they call rights to people or companies to use. Ashley Valley Water and Sewer Improvement District has water rights in various sources, reservoirs, canal streams in the area. And as we use that water for culinary purposes and outdoor use, that gets reduced from our total quantity that we have. And based on projections, we could be out of that legal right to use that water in sometime in July.
So it's a little bit confusing because we have water. You can go up to Red Fleet Reservoir and you can see that there's water in the reservoir because people are using it. But the rights are something different.
Yeah, that's correct. There is water, but all of those right holders have a quantity that they're allowed to use. And once that quantity has been used up, they don't have the right to take from anybody else.
Okay, now that quantity is determined by water projections, right? And water supply?
Yes, water supply, and then the projections that go with it of in allotments and allocations and those type of things.
So you've been doing some water projections based on and determined that we could be out of water rights by sometime in July.
Yeah, that's correct. So I looked at, just did some reports and ran some projections of the average use with the average allotments. If I take the last 8 years of average use, average allotments were out in September. If I take the average use and low allotments were out in August. And if I take the high use, low allotments, I'm out in July. So if nothing changes and I just say this is what normally happens with everybody, you know, every other year is the same as this year, we are out in the end of July, first part of August.
All right. So I guess it comes to question now is what can the community do at this point to reverse that? Do we have any control over it?
Not a lot of control other than how we use our water. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we talk about is how you use that water makes the biggest determination on whether or not we run out. And we look at things like conservation. We say that it's a buzzword. And I know everybody thinks, oh, it's a buzzword for the Great Salt Lake. It plays a major role here in what we're doing in the valley.
Yeah, you think about that. You hear it on the news that the Great Salt Lake is shrinking and there's dust clouds all around there. And so we're thinking of conservation issues as it relates to the Great Salt Lake. But we have an issue here in Uinta and Duchesne counties, correct?
That is correct. And it's an issue today.
And we are currently in a state of emergency, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So conservation, what can we do?
Well, let's talk a couple tips, and I do want to say I want to give a shout out to Vernal City. I really appreciate what they have done working with us. We have come to an MOU and a memorandum of understanding with Vernal City to be able to use some of their rights to help us extend that. But if nothing changes, again, this is critical. So two things I want to talk about today in water conservation tips, and we'll continue throughout the summer. First one, sweep your driveways with brooms versus using pressure washers or water. Use air blowers to blow off the dirt and the sand off of your driveways. Saves a lot of water. The other one is look for leaks in your home. Most often we see leaks in toilets, but if you have a toilet that's leaking a gallon and a half a minute, you're 64,000 gallons a month. If you have a sprinkler system that's outside or something and it's leaking in a stop and waste valve, let's say that's 5 gallons a minute, it's 216,000 gallons in a month.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really silly question, rhetorical question, I guess. How do you know that your toilet's leaking? You listen to it and hear it?
Yeah, you listen to it and you hear it. A lot of times you'll see it. And, you know, you lift up the lid in the toilet. You don't have to lift the back in the reservoir, but it'll just drain in the bowl and you can see that running. Or if you have a toilet that always has a discoloration or something like that, it's an indication that there's a leak.
Okay, and that is a massive misuse of water.
Yeah, and it's so invisible. It's a guest room bathroom or it's a bathroom downstairs or something that's not normally used, and it leaks. When they leak 24 hours a day, nonstop.
Right. And same with outdoor irrigation systems, sprinkler systems. You can have a lake And how would you determine where that leak is and what's going on with that leak?
So you'll look for really green spots in otherwise not as green spots, squishy spots as you're walking around your yard or you're mowing your grass and you feel something. Another indication, and this is sometimes too little too late, is the bill. When the water bill comes out and you say, normally I use X and I'm double that, indication that there's a problem with the sprinkler.
Now, what happens if we get to the end of July and we're out of water rights? What does that mean for the average consumer?
For the average consumer, what that typically means is there could be mandatory restrictions. Mandatory restrictions come usually with fines and or shutoffs. So you go turn off water and those type of things. For the district as a whole, that means we have to go condemn water from some other person or entity. And that's a scary prospect as you start thinking about condemnation because right. there's not a cost right. associated with it. Could be very, very expensive, which goes to the end user.
All right. So we don't want to go down that road.
Don't want to even touch it.
Have we ever been there in the Uinta Basin before, within the district here? Before?
Not in my history, not that I know of, no.
No, we haven't. But okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Ryan Goodrich, General Manager of Ashley Valley Water and Sewer. Now, there's a June 4th public meeting, June 4th at 6 p.m. It's an open public meeting. What are you going to discuss during that open public meeting, Ryan Goodrich?
We're going to be talking about water conservation efforts. We are going to also talk about water projections, have some slideshows and some different things of water projections. And then most importantly, we're going to have a public rate hearing. We're going to talk about creating the district, creating a rate structure for water conservation efforts.
Is there a possibility that rates could increase?
Yes, there is a possibility. And that's what this whole meeting is about, is to discuss that possibility.
Okay. All right. Well, water conservation is a big issue, and it's going to become a bigger issue as we get into the heat of the summer. And this being Memorial Day weekend, it's a time to kick off summer fun, right?
That's what we want to do.
Summer fun usually revolves around water. So let's make sure that we're making conservation efforts and being responsible with how we use water. Ryan Goodrich, thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.